there is a complete rundown of everything that's going to happen on the show this hour. I have a copy of it. Someone else does. She does as well. Don't worry. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo and I will talk about disgusting things in the foods that we all eat. And we didn't even know they were there in the first place. And then another edition of Parent Tip with Susie Cerone. We will talk about standardized tests. There are movements in many parts of the country where the kids are saying, that's it. I'm putting down my number two pencil, if they still use that, and I refuse to take the test. And parents are saying, okay, we support you. And schools are saying, oh, go home and tell your parents. You don't want to take the test. Really? Is education turning into that? So when these kids are 35 and they don't want to do their report for work, Mommy, I don't want to do it. Could you please tell my boss I don't have to do it? We'll have the story. And then America's Business with Ted David, followed by Habits to Avoid If You Want a Healthy Brain. Who doesn't want a healthy brain? Come on now. Well, we start things off this hour with our healthcare system. I'm not talking about health insurance and all that. No. When you're in the hospital, do you feel confident that the people around you that are your caretakers, that are your healthcare providers right there on the front line, that they know what they're doing? For instance, my father-in-law was in the hospital for 3 days this past week. Oh, my goodness. You talk about, I don't know. I'll have to check with the desk. Where's his chart? I don't know if he had that. Really? Oh, wow. My wife walked out of there, shaking her head, worried if he was given the best care possible. And this is the case in many places across the country. I've heard stories like this. There are horror stories. You have people that work in these healthcare facilities, not all of them, but there are some all over the country that are quite disinterested. Oh, I only have 2 hours to go. You're not Lucy and Ethel on the assembly line wrapping the chocolates, and if things aren't going well, you hide them in your hat or in your blouse to sneak them out. You're dealing with people. You're dealing with their health. This is not a, oh, I got two more hours type of job. And that's what it seemed like, and that's what it seems like in many places nowadays. Do people that work in these environments become immune? My wife could not get a straight answer as to when he was administered a simple medication. And then when they came into the room, on his food tray was an ambient pill just laying there. Whose was it? Didn't look like his. How did it get there? Was he supposed to have it? Were there others? Did he eat it? The patient in question here is someone who suffers from Alzheimer's and dementia, doesn't really know what he's being given at this point. So if the front line of defense, the healthcare providers, if they don't know, wow, that means trouble for you, that means trouble for me, and it means trouble for anyone that we care for that goes into a hospital or any kind of healthcare setting. It's amazing how certain things have really fallen by the wayside. Quality, craftsmanship, and a lot of different things. But when it comes to healthcare, can't you get a simple question as to what pill somebody took? You gotta care about your job. It doesn't matter if you're an artist, or if you're an assembly line worker, or a carpenter, or a nurse, or a doctor. Take pride in your job, especially when you're getting paid what you're getting paid to do. My wife walked out of there with her head spinning. He was on a series of medications. They changed the medications without asking his regular doctors. How do you do that? Are the hospitals that understaffed? Are they that overcrowded? I think someone will offer me the argument that that is the case. Well, if that is the case, well, that's wrong and that should be fixed, because that was never always the case. And if we're working in situations where there are two nurses, when at one point there were five or six, that's downright wrong. Try to control the costs some way so you can be able to bring in a couple of extra nurses. I don't say charge people $45 for a Tylenol, but you get my idea. But when it comes to taking care of people, is there any job any more important? I would venture to say no. Stay with us. Christina Staffo joins me next. We talk about things you don't want to eat. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad? This hawk was a force in the field and at the plate.
That's a high drive, deep right, shot away back. He did it again.
He, Barry Bonds, and Willie Mays are the only players to hit more than 400 homers and steal more than 300 bases. In 2010, he was elected to the Hall of Fame. So where is Andre Dawson now? Andre has kept his ties to baseball. Today, he works as an executive with his hometown Florida Marlins, the last team he played for. Andre and his brother also opened a soul food restaurant in Miami, the Mahogany Grill. The menu has gotten rave reviews, with one reviewer calling Andre's banana pudding Hall of Fame worthy.
The only word for it is...
I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Summer is sweeter with your free six-piece Lancome gift at Macy's. Enjoy Definisil's mascara and choose a night cream, juicy tube shade, and a skincare or makeup duo all in a tote. Yours with any $35 or more Lancome purchase while supplies last. Visit your Lancome counter today, only at Macy's.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. There's a new profession on the horizon, laughter coaches. Now, before you laugh and call this profession silly, there may be some benefit in the humble giggle. Here's the science of it. Actually, laughter coaching is a part of traditional yoga, and it uses twister-like poses and exercises which are designed to make people laugh. Why? Laughing is good for the heart. Some researchers estimate that 1 minute of laughter, that's about 100 giggles, is roughly equivalent to 6 to 10 minutes of hard work on an exercise bike. And laughter also decreases blood pressure, elevates the mood, and improves immunity.
Now that's funny.
What's the cheap psychological trick? You want to improve your health? Either sweat it off or laugh it off, or maybe a combo of the two. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.